K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Welcome to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria. And now, Pastor Reginald Jackson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome back to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries. I am Pastor Reginald Jackson. I've been out for a minute, you know. But thank God for restoration. He opened the door and a window of opportunity to share with you today in the word and in prayer. We're going to share a little bit in the word for a few minutes, and then we're going to open the prayer line for glory to those of you who desire prayer. Lord, we just thank you today, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to share your word and to exercise our faith, Lord God, to be built up in you, to be strengthened wherever we may be weak, to be delivered wherever we may be of a halted spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in this word today. In Jesus' name, touch hearts, touch souls, save, heal, deliver, make whole, and restore. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to talk about the power of God today, the true power. I'm going to come out of the book of Acts. Thank God for everyone who's been faithful to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries. We appreciate all of your prayers, all of your love, all of your comments. It all helps, and it's just been a blessing to us. We thank God for you. What a blessing it is. Acts chapter 1. Hope that you have your Bibles today. I want to encourage you, whenever you come on with Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, always have your word. I don't want you to follow my opinions. I don't want you to follow my philosophies or ideologies about life or my ideas. But I want you to follow me in the word. So if I err, you reject what I say, but you stay with the word of God, because the word is always right. It doesn't matter about opinions. Man is always coming up with his own way of doing things, but the word is what is going to stand no matter what. Glory to God. Acts chapter 1, verse number 7. Very familiar scripture. Actually, I'm going to go to verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I love this. I love this. Without the power of God, there's nothing we can do. You know, we can talk from head knowledge all day long, but you need that anointing. You need the indwelling spirit of Christ in you and in me in order to be effective in the kingdom of God, in order to truly raise up the church, to build the church, to help build the church that Jesus has established through the power of his spirit. Glory to God. Go with me to Acts chapter 11. You know, we got a lot of controversy going on that's been going on for centuries about this power, the power of the Holy Ghost, or as people want to say, to call themselves being politically correct, Holy Spirit. There are many spirits, but there's only one Holy Ghost, and that's the power of Jesus Christ, God Almighty, dwelling on the inside. Too many of us, we go to church, and we get in the presence of God through praise and through worship, and because he comes in and inhabits our praise, we think we're all right. We think we got it together. But the fruit of our doings is what really lets us know whether or not we are in correct or right standing with the Lord God Almighty. Is he in you? Is he leading you? Is he guiding you? Or is there another spirit that's guiding you? Is it your flesh that's guiding you? So So there was controversy even back then on the day of Pentecost. They said, well, these men must be drunk. But Peter straightened that out. He said, oh, no, these men are not drunk. But this is just the third hour of the day. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They ain't had time, you know. But this is that which was prophesied in the Old Testament or in the first covenant by the prophet Joel, that the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He said old men would dream dreams. Young men would see visions. Upon his handmaids and his servants would he pour out of his spirit. Yes, that's everybody. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the apostle. It's not just the prophet or the evangelist or the teacher. But it's every soul, every man, woman, and child that will repent and receive this precious gift will be filled. You will be empowered by God Almighty. Don't let nobody tell you that the Holy Ghost was only for the 12 apostles, because that's an error. Even on the day of Pentecost, there was 3,000 souls that were filled with the Spirit of God. Yes, filled with what we call the Holy Ghost power. Glory to God, which is simply Christ in you and in me. He says, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. What does that mean? You come together and you become one. We're one. We stick together. The power of God don't just come on you in certain instances, but you dwell, the indwelling power of the Spirit of God stays with you 24/7 to teach you, to lead you, and to guide you and I into all truth. Yes, what a blessing, what a blessing. Acts chapter 11, verse 16. Then remembered I the word of the Lord. Who's the Lord? We know the Lord's name is Jesus. How that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you and I, the word says ye, which means you, shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. There was a controversy going on at this time in chapter 11 between the apostles who didn't know or understand that Jesus said all souls would be saved, that even the Gentiles, which were non-Jews, would be saved. They would be filled with his spirit. So on this particular date, Peter was preaching the word of God to Gentiles. And as he was preaching, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Nobody taught them. He simply taught the truth of the word, but he didn't teach them to speak in tongues. It was the Spirit of God himself that came upon them and dwelt in them. So in verse 17, it says, for as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us. He's talking about the Jews. He said, God gave these people, the Gentiles, the same gift of the Holy Ghost that he gave us, his chosen, his Jew, the Jewish people. The same gift, he said, as he gave this unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? And that's what I want to ask you, these so-called men of God today. Who are you that you can withstand God when he said you would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? If you haven't received it, then you need to seek for it. It's a gift. If you want it, you can have it. But if you reject it, God will not force it upon you. It's up to you and I. But don't teach nobody that it's not for today, because you're in error. The word here explicitly states, John indeed baptized with water. Verse 16 of Acts 11, but ye shall be baptized. Who is ye? You. Every you on this planet has this opportunity to be baptized, which is the Holy Ghost. Baptized means to be immersed, to be filled, completely covered. I love that. He says, what was I that I could withstand God? You know, we have our traditions. We have the ways that we've been taught, that from people who didn't have the full understanding of the word or had not received this gift themselves. If I don't know how to work on a car, on a car engine, you're not going to call me to come fix it. And this is what the problem is today with so many who don't have this gift, trying to teach against it or preach against it because you haven't received it. You can't preach and teach what you do not know. If I don't know how to fix the pipes in the house, I'm going to call the plumber. I'm going to call the one with the knowledge. It's time out for people walking in error, walking in misunderstanding. The word says, buy the truth and sell it not. Get the word for yourself. Read the word and don't reject the word just because your friend rejects it or your so-called pastor rejects it. But read that word for yourself. Ask God to give you the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding that of this word that you are reading. Give you the manifestation of his word. Lord, if this is for me, I want it. If it's not for me, then let me know. And if you ask God that question, he's going to let you know it's for you. It's for me. It's for every man, woman, and child. Acts 2 and 38. Go back to Acts 2. I know this is a familiar scripture. I know a lot of people like to argue about it, but it's the word of God. You want to argue with somebody? Argue with the Lord, because I didn't write it. I'm just lining myself up with it. Then Peter said unto them, repent, change your ways. You know, if you still sinning, if you still practicing sin, it's not that you can't sin, but you shouldn't be practicing sin if you call yourself a Christian. If you are born of the Spirit of God, there is no way on this God's earth that you can constantly sin and think you pleasing God. You fooling yourself. You being lied to. You being played by the enemy and by your own flesh. The word says that he that is a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So if you're doing everything that you see being done out here in this world system, you still drinking, you still partying, you still committing fornication, you're not married, but you laying up, you still committing adultery because you're laying around with others other than the one that you married to, but you say you're lying to yourself, because the Spirit of God will tell you, will speak to your heart, say, don't do that. That's the wrong thing. That's not pleasing. That is not the nature of the Lord God Almighty. He says he hates sin. He don't hate you and me, but he hates our sinful actions, our sinful ways. That's why he said a man has to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Repent. Make a 180-degree turn and be baptized, immersed, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, to wash it away. Get a clean slate. I like to say you get a do-over. Yes, Lord. And ye shall receive the gift. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't sell it to nobody. You got to receive it. It's a gift from the Lord himself. For the promise, here it is. The promise is unto you and your children. Is that just the apostles? No. Is that just the 12? No. That's everybody. And your children. And to all. Well, how many is all? Everybody. That are afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I'm telling you today that God is calling you. And many of you know it. There's an unction in your heart. There's an emptiness in your spirit. You right now that you know it's got to be God to feel it. You've tried everything. I tried everything out there that I could try to feel that emptiness, that void in me, and it didn't feel it. But when the Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God came in me, I was full. I was complete. I was content. I was made whole. Thank you, Jesus. It's there for you today. Woo, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Does that sound like 12? No. I know they got new math out now, but I've never ever seen when 12 adds to 3,000. So there were 3,000 souls that were baptized, not only in Jesus' name, but in the Holy Ghost on that day. Back in Acts chapter 11, there was another gathering of souls. But these were Gentile souls, non-Jews, like you and me, here in America, all over this world. Non-Israelites, as they say, that were filled with the Holy Ghost through Peter's preaching. He didn't run around saying, hey, say what I say. Do what I do. He simply spoke the word. He gave an eloquent speech or message on the power of Jesus Christ. And in chapter 10, verse 34, it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision, which are Jews, which believed, were astonished. Why? Because as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues. That's how they got the proof. They heard them speak with other tongues. Mm-hmm. And magnified God. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. What's the name of the Lord, y'all? I know we know, but we use it all day. We bless our food. We pray over our children. We pray over everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I just thank God for this word today. Somebody out there today has just gotten their understanding enlightened, opened, their eyes enlightened. Somebody today is realizing, hey, this is for me. This is the reason I can't seem to overcome the things that I'm dealing with, because you don't have the power of God dwelling in you. And it takes the power of God in us to overcome the works of our flesh and the desires of lust that are in all of our hearts and souls. Without the power of God, we are none of his, and without his spirit, we can do nothing. Glory to God. So I want to open the prayer lines right now to anyone that would like, that desires prayer for whatever your need is. Let's get together, come together in prayer. The word of the Lord declared that where any two or three shall agree as touching anything, they shall have whatsoever they say, and it will be done for them of my Father in heaven. It's not my power, but it's the power of faith, your faith and my faith coming together to speak to the Lord on your behalf or my behalf, as it may be. And that number to call is locally is 484-2500. If you're out of the area, that number is 1-877-464-2500. That's a toll-free number. Once again, locally, the number is 484-2500. Out of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Let's get together and pray today. Whatever your need is, maybe you got a spouse that needs prayer, you want to intercede for them, your friend, your family member, your neighbor, even your enemy. We can pray today, and that enemy will stop being your enemy. God says, I'll make your enemy your footstool. He'll cause that one that's trying to give you such a hard time, that's being demonically influenced to come against you, to be a blessing to you and to yours. Woo, what a blessing, what a blessing. We need that power today. I'm here to declare that the power of God is available to you right now, no matter what your present condition. Jesus didn't come for the righteous. He said, I came to call sinners unto repentance. I came to seek and to save that which is lost. You might be going through something today. Let's get together and pray. Let's bombard heaven today on your behalf. Whatever that spiritual need is, whatever that natural need is. Maybe you need a healing in your body. Maybe you need direction. Maybe you're looking for a church home, and you just don't know where to go, because where you at, you're not getting fed. And many of us today are not able to go into the houses of worship that we have been accustomed to going to because of what is going on in this world. And you might just desire someone to pray with today. It would be my pleasure to pray with you today. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Maybe you just want God to give you some direction today. Lord, I just don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. Lord, I keep hearing this and I keep hearing that, and I'm confused, Lord God. You know, I hear one thing over the television. I hear another thing over the radio. I hear another thing when I read your word. Or maybe you don't even read the word. But this is your opportunity today to get a fresh start. In the name of Jesus. Call right now, 484-2500 locally, out of the area, 1-877-464-2500. What a blessing it is indeed today. God will meet you at the point of your need. At the point of your need. Somebody, glory to God. needs deliverance right now. You got habits. You call them habits. You can't stop drinking. You can't stop smoking. Somebody got a foul mouth. You can't stop cursing. First time somebody say something wrong to you, the worst words come out your mouth, even when you don't want to. Maybe you got desires that you don't want to have. You don't have control over them as yet. But I submit to you today, and I declare by the power of God, by the power of His Spirit, that the Holy Ghost power will give you power over all the power of the enemy. The word declares in the book of James, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But you need the power of God in you in order to be able to resist him. Yes. Glory to your name, Lord. We need you today, Lord God. Touch somebody's heart right now. Touch somebody's soul right now in the name of Jesus. If you don't want to call, that's all right. I'm just going to do a little prayer today. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus, humbling ourselves, Lord, asking, Lord God, that you forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our iniquities. Forgive us our transgressions of your word and your spirit. Lord, some things we did in ignorance because we didn't know. We hadn't been taught, Lord God. And then some things we do because we see others doing and they claim salvation, but they're in error, Lord God. We see those who claim to be saved still committing fornication, still committing adultery, still lying, still stealing, misusing your people, Lord God, and abusing them, Lord God. And we think that's the way to go. But, oh God, forgive us today. Wash us in your blood right now. Sanctify our hearts, Lord God. Create in us a new heart. And renew, oh God, the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in repentance. In repentance, Lord. We're changing direction, Lord. We're changing our thought, Lord God. We're changing our mind, Lord God. I'm not going to think the same way I used to think. Every time those negative thoughts come, Lord God, I'm going to take authority over them, Lord God. I'm going to say, stop thinking like that. Don't entertain that thing when I know it's wrong. But I'm going to think on your word. I'm going to meditate on your word. I'm going to hide your word in my heart. I'm going to study your word, Lord God. I'm going to keep it, Lord God, before my eyes at all times, Lord God, that I can put myself in position, Lord God, to do the things that you want me to do, to receive what you desire for me to receive, to be that vessel of honor that you created me to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you didn't create me, Lord God, to just seek after material gain, to seek social status, Lord God. But you created me, Lord God, for fellowship with you. You created me, Lord God, to be able to walk with you and to talk with you. And not only to speak, but to hear, to receive what you have to say. For me to lead me and to guide me and to keep me, Lord God. And Lord God, to make my way right before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just want you to have your way today. Touch somebody's heart this morning. Touch that one right now, Lord God, who's going through physical affliction in their body, Lord God. Touch. Let your healing virtue begin to flow right now, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Move on that one in the hospital who's discouraged, who's been told, Lord God, that there's no hope, that man has no answer. But you took 39 stripes for the healing of the nation, Lord God. There isn't a disease or a condition that man can name that you have not already overcome in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Caller that called, call back, and I will pray with you. Apologize if I missed your call, but call back. Anyone that needs prayer today, that desires prayer, for whatever reason, call us at 484-2500. If you're out of the area, that number is 1-877-464-2500. I tell you, God is moving. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. How can I pray with you?
Oh, sir, you just hit everything on that mark and hit on the nail. But I was calling, I was being obedient. I just wanted you to pray with me. You prayed for every need I needed already.
Amen. What's your name?
My name is Lacey Clemens.
Lacey. Well, God bless you, Lacey. I appreciate you. But if you still desire a prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you. Well, thank you, Sister Lacey. God bless you. You stay encouraged. And if you haven't found you a church home, you ask the Lord to give you direction, okay?
That's what I need right there.
Hey. Look at God. Look at God. He will direct your path. You know, a lot of times we pray to God, and when we get through praying, we just get up and go. We don't lay there or we don't sit there and wait to hear God to speak to us. Because the Lord does speak to his people. I don't care what no jackleg tell you. God does speak to his people. If he didn't speak, nobody would be saved. God bless you, my sister. You stay encouraged, Sister Lacey.
Thank you.
Amen. You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I'm just so happy today. Just for that one call, lets me know that God is moving. God is moving. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. If you got a desire for prayer, whatever it is, give us a call. 484-2500 is the local number. 1-877-464-2500. Toll free. Glory to God. God is ready to bless you. He's ready to meet you at the point of your need. You know, everybody ain't looking for a house and a car, a new business, a husband and a wife. Somebody wants salvation. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, call you on the air.
Hello.
I am blessed. How can I pray with you today? Amen. What's your name? Say again, please.
Viola?
Yes. God bless you. Amen, Sister Reed. Here we go. Lord God, we lift up Sister Viola. In the name of Jesus. My sister, I just buried my brother on Thursday. I know that sense of loss, that sense of separation. But God's will has to be done and will be done. We are all pilgrims and strangers. We didn't come here to stay. But Lord God, I ask you to strengthen Sister Viola right now. Encourage her heart. Wrap your arms around her, Lord God. Let the warmth of your love begin to envelop her soul right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we do mourn when someone passes. But we know that their battle on this side is over. We know that God has called them out of this world, that they don't have to suffer the things of this life anymore. And we can take comfort in that. We can be strengthened in that. And we can be encouraged in that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue, Lord God, to raise up this family, Lord God, to comfort them and to draw, Lord God, just as you draw Sister Viola today, draw all of the family, Lord God. Whoever's not saved, Lord God, let your drawing power come upon their heart, that they'll come to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Sister Reed, you stay blessed, stay encouraged. God bless you. Appreciate you. Amen. Take care now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's just been such a blessing to be with you today and to share the word and the spirit of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We have another caller? Glory to God. Amen. I do have a special announcement. This Sunday, February 28th, at 11 a.m. at Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, located at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, Louisiana, we have a special guest speaker, Pastor Derek Bean of Hainesville, Louisiana. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing. I'm going to sit down and get fed through this young man of God that God has put in my life. Thank you, and do be there. In Jesus' name. We do practice social distancing, and we do have masks and hand sanitizer. God bless you.
You've been listening to Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries at 4605 North Highway 1, Suite C in Alexandria, where there's Wednesday Bible study at 6:30 p.m., Sunday prayer at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship services at 11 a.m. Each Monday through Saturday, third hour prayer and the word at 9 a.m. On Friday, women overcoming obstacles at 6 p.m. And we're on Facebook and Periscope. For more ministry information and gifts and donations, it's www.kingdombuildersmin.com. Each Monday at 1 p.m., it's Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries on KAYT KQJO-FM.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Victory and majesty. JoJo's Flowers, located in Bunky, Louisiana, is currently looking for a full-time employee. You must have a knack for flowers, gifting, and love this type of work. The requirements are to be great at customer service, sales, and must have a valid driver's license for delivery. JoJo's Flowers is looking for someone who's energetic, computer literate, and good at Facebook and Instagram. Please send resumes to jojosflowers@yahoo.com. That's JoJosFlowers at YAHOO.com. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again. And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in Central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's take a look at your Monday forecast. For Shreveport, look for sunny skies, a high at 55 and a low at 33. Sunshine for Monroe with a high at 55 and a low at 34. Lake Charles will be sunny with a high at 65 and a low at 36. Partly cloudy in Natchez, Mississippi. Look for a high at 54 and a low at 29. Right here in the Central City, look for partly cloudy skies with a high at 57 and a low at 30. That's a look at your Monday forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Tell him exactly what I want this time.
been my healer.
That's what he's done.
That's what you've done for me.
For me.
You've been my shelter.
That's what he's done.
Yes, you've done that for me.
Me.
And I want to praise you, Lord.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
Oh.
Oh, that's what he's done.
What you've done for me. And I say, oh.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
When I think of.
That's what he's done.
All that he's done for me.
For me.
It makes me want to praise you, Lord.
That's what he's done.
For
for me.
I want to say,
oh, that's what he's done.
I think of what you've done for me. I never shall
that's
forget
what done
you've done for me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit wants to invite you to come worship with us at the Refuge Temple Church in Ville Platte every Sunday with Bishop and Pastor James Valaire and by his side, Lady Valaire. First Lady Champion can be reached for more information at 318-532-8938. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KAYT KQJO.
Child is my name. I'm coming home filled with shame. Hear me, Father, today. Please don't turn me away. All I wanted was what I prayed. Played the fool, I went astray. Ignoring you when you said to me that you know what's best for me. I dare not even ask anything. Standing here in your presence, no. Selfishly, I've done it before, and heartbreak was my lesson. So all I'm gonna do is worship you in truth. Lord, I love you, I adore you, I give glory and honor to you. Now when the words won't come, what to pray for me? It's your
says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 8, "Be not ye therefore like them, for the Father knows what you have need of before you even ask him." So, if you find yourself asking for the things that you want instead of what the Father wants for you, it goes on to tell you how you ought to pray. It simply says this:
Our Father,
which art in heaven,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name,
hallowed be thy name.
Because I know then what you want for me is exactly what I need.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.